President Joe Biden says he opposes a planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan. The president is releasing a statement today saying that it's vital that U.S. Steel remain an American steel company that's domestically owned and operated. Biden says in a statement that he does not support the purchase of U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel of Japan, and that U.S. Steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century. Biden has made the restoration of American manufacturing a cornerstone of his agenda as he seeks another term in the White House, and he has the endorsement of the AFL-CIO and several other prominent unions. Nippon Steel announced in December that it wanted to buy U.S. Steel for $14.1 billion in cash. Donna Water, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,